America.
All right, and we are back. Charlie is making weird noises out there, and we're still here. If you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you are our friends and family, we got a good one lined up for you today.
But also, thank you for listening.
Yes, also thank you. Thanks for being here. fun weekend. Good great update. We went to Billy Joel on Friday, a team outing.
We went to Piano Man.
We saw the Piano Man.
He played pretty well.
It was everything I needed in life.
It was a wonderful concert.
It was amazing.
Seats were amazing.
Shout out to Jody.
Just being able to turn around, because, you know, we're standing on the field, in the outfield, shallow right field.
Oh, yeah.
Just being able to turn around and see, just a sea of people.
See a sea? We get to see a sea?
I see on you.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And they played everything they needed to.
All the big ones plus the not so big ones that were amazing. It was just an overall great experience.
It was awesome. Anyway, that was great.
And then the boat tour. We went on an architecture boat tour.
Oh, yeah.
On the river in downtown Chicago. Buildings have a story, and it was cool to listen to or hear the story of how Chicago was built and then rebuilt.
It was pretty awesome.
The themes behind everything, it's like, oh, it's more than just a building.
And there's 79 new buildings in construction right now.
You said construction projects. So,
okay, so they
I'm
might not
all brand new. There are probably some, like, you
some,
know, maintenance.
Some rehabs.
But it's still a lot of construction projects.
It is a lot of construction.
We also have the blueprints, or not the blueprints, but the foundations being worked on for a couple of new skyscrapers.
That's pretty sweet.
So, yeah, there are some new ones coming up. So it'll be interesting to see those in progress.
And so after we went through that amazing weekend, I was riding a high, watched the first half of the Packers-Bears game.
Oh, man, we were so good.
I was living the dream. I was like, this week couldn't get any better.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
I was drinking the Khalil Mack Kool-Aid big time. And now I'm ready to just cry.
Aaron Rodgers. Freaking Aaron Rodgers.
That guy's the worst. Best with
He's
the worst.
Freaking good. His best talent is probably torturing Bears fans.
Gosh. And then he claims that Brett Favre's the reason why he could go back out there and play on a limpy leg. He probably, like, I don't know. Probably has, like, a tiny little tear.
You gotta give him props.
Won't practice. I know. I'm still pissed off about it. So, I don't have to give him props yet. I'll wait till about. It's still Tuesday, so.
It was interesting because he was on my fantasy team, so he's one of my quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I was like,
Nobody cares about your fantasy team, so you can just shut up.
That was him and Han.
Okay.
Okay.
And then shout out to the troops.
9/11.
Shout out to the first responders. It's 9/11.
Thank you.
Wouldn't be here without any of you. And my mom, of course. But good moment of silence. All right. We got a good podium. A good podium ready for us here. You want to introduce it?
Yeah. Kind of theme it off our concert experience. We're going to have a podium of the people you see at concerts.
Oh, yeah.
So probably a little justifying on each side and why we pick each person. But Grant, who's your number one?
My number one pick. This is going to be tough. But I really like the really drunk girls that scream. When just like when anything happens, like Billy disappears for like 5 seconds, and all of a sudden the drunk girls are like, "Whoa, whoa, Billy!" It's like he wasn't doing anything.
I had the over happy, over anxious high school girl. So
yep.
I'm pretty sure that counts as that one.
Those chicks behind us at the concert, sup? But but
they're listening.
If they're listening, if you're listening, if you're out there right now, sup? Also. They were not high school girls, but acted like high school girls. Well, they were drunk, so I guess that probably is why. Never mind.
Well, it's a full circle. It's yeah. just one big happy circle. My number one is going to be the person who tries to sing along to every song but doesn't know the words.
Ooh, that's mainly, a good one.
Mainly because that's me.
I was going to say, that was probably you on Friday.
That was me a lot.
Woo!
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to say, there is a talent to singing along.
Yeah, you have to, like, move your lips at the right times. It's tough.
You gotta hit the main tones and pitches, too.
Woo!
If you can do that, then they, like, kind of just assume you actually know.
And then you just nod your head like you know you're right, too.
Oh, yeah. You just gotta go confident. Yeah. So, yeah, I love...
They can't see us nodding our heads right now.
Because I'm always one of them.
Oh, yeah.
We fit in.
I like that one. That's a good pick. My next one is just the diehard fan that's wearing, like, a hat, a T-shirt, ready to sing any song. There's always, like, that fan that gets really loud on, like, the one song that no one actually knows, and that's this guy.
Yeah.
Sitting there. He probably bought tickets just for himself and went to the show all alone.
Like, no, I know what you mean, yeah. You know, he probably, like, is on the road just as long as Billy is, or like, whoever the thing, because they're just following him on tour.
He's a groupie.
It's, yeah.
Oh, God.
I had pretty much the same person, the old-timer fan who wears all the shirts and goes to every concert.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
My next one is the chaperone. The person who's there just because their kid and their friends wanted to go to the concert. So he's there. He or she is there just chaperoning the kids, and you can tell really doesn't want to be there.
I have a good story about that one.
Let's hear it.
I went to the Selena Gomez concert in St. Paul, sub Selena.
Oh, I remember this.
And in front of us was a couple we made friends with. They seemed like a very nice couple. And then next to us was a bunch of 10-year-old girls and their mom.
Just the one mom?
Just one mom. She got roped into it. Roped in hard to taking these kids to Selena Gomez. That was tough to watch, as she's sitting next to, like, a bunch of 21-year-olds and we're just, like, pounding Michelob Ultras. Not Ultras. Wow, I take that back. Mick Goldens, sorry.
Oh, even worse.
So we were, there were so many chaperones at that concert, I felt like I should have been one. I kind of felt like I was one for a while.
Just because you're over the age of 18, you're a chaperone.
Yeah, it's just automatic chaperone.
I'll chaperone should get, like, a wristband, and then there's, like, a chaperone. They can go into the stadium.
Yes. It's like a standing room only spot where they can literally just go and talk to other chaperones. Like,
exactly.
Like Tinder for chaperones, but they all just get into a room.
I think we created something amazing here.
I love it. My last one, then, is going to be just that person that takes their dancing a little too far. Like, you're in your seat, but you're also, like, throwing elbows at the person next to you. And next thing you know, you're kind of in the aisle.
You go out trying to mosh at Billy Joel type concert.
Yeah, you go out, grab a beer, and you're on your way back, and you're dancing too hard, and half your beer spill by the time you get back. Like, that person. They exist. They're not drunk either. They just dance too much.
That's not bad. My last one's going to come from the inspiration of the guy we saw. Like, that before even Billy came down. My guy, so the third one is the guy who makes it to the concert but has to leave before it starts because he overdid it.
That was awesome. Literally, Charlie and I saw
the guy lose his everything like 20 minutes before Billy even came on stage.
I think he gave up last week's dinner too.
I was just everything he had and more. Oh, and his girlfriend was just like pat him on the back, just like, oh my god.
The best is, like, no one really noticed besides us because we were just right in front of us.
Yeah, and, like, people were walking by, didn't flinch. I'm like, wait, you're seeing this, right? Like,
this guy's face down in a trash can.
Guy who pregames too much.
Way too hard. Oh, I love it.
I want to know how that guy who the rest of the night went. Like, did he leave after that? I just want to go home.
I probably didn't kiss his girlfriend, tell you that much.
I hope not.
Should we tell him? Well, you have any honorable mentions before I go something else?
No, I'm all out. covered lines, so I had to dig deep on that one.
I had just the person that only knows one song, but is still a big fan with that one song.
They go for that one song.
Yeah, I did that to Journey with Don't Stop Believing when they came to Iowa State Fair. It's the only song I know, and every other song sounds exactly like that song, so we left early, and as we were walking out, like, we get out of the stadium, and it's an outdoor concert. As we're walking out of the fair, we hear Don't Stop Believing come on, and we're like, well, whatever.
Went for that song, and I'm out here now.
Yeah, and now I'm done, but we got a pretty good surprise for him coming up here. What do you think? Should we tell him about our quick little interview with the big man?
You do it. Spill the beans.
You guys are gonna have an exclusive interview with Billy Joel.
With Billy. We did it somehow. We were persistent. We hounded him.
And all he wanted to do was sing us a song. It was a great interview. He delivered. So
further ado, enjoy.
Enjoy. Have fun.
Billy, play something for me. Play me something, Billy. Charlie, are you taking the Greyhound? Oh, Grand Piano. On the Hudson River line.
So obviously Billy was rather busy in Chicago. So here is our second interview with Patrick Bagley, the architect.
Now we welcome on a very special guest, Mr. Bagel. How often did you get that growing up?
It was mostly in college.
Just Bagel?
Yeah, Bagels.
Bagel Saturdays.
Bagel Saturdays.
Ironically, my dad had the same nickname in college, so...
Well, I mean,
yeah. The name kind of follows.
Yeah, but wonderful.
Pat Bagley, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Welcome on to the 20th episode of Charlie and Me. It's a pretty big deal.
Should we explain how we know Pat?
28th. Okay. I know where I rank. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, my sister hasn't come on yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. That's pretty impressive. Right. We're recording this outside of Bill Murray's restaurant in
Rosemount, Illinois.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, right next to the airport.
So if you hear a couple of planes fly over, it'll be interesting. But Pat is my sister's boyfriend, and that's how we know Pat.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yes.
I'm not going to give him too much credit.
Yeah. We're working on it.
So we'll start out. We ask everyone the same question, and you just had a weekend with us. In Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Our same question is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me memory? Just a memory with Charlie and I.
Okay.
You've been out with this couple nights. You should have something.
Drake relays, too.
I think, okay, let's see. Maybe not Chicago. We didn't go as crazy this weekend.
No, not too crazy.
I think it was the first time we all met. We went to a silent disco. I didn't know you guys that much. And I'd never been to silent disco, but we.
Me either.
I think we bonded. Yeah, we bonded.
Yeah, you had.
Oh, that's. Yeah.
But, you know, that was great because you can't really. Because, you know, you're just looking at it like, yeah, this is cool, but they can't hear what you're saying. Yeah.
And then, some Blink 182.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this can work.
It's a lot easier to meet someone like that because then I don't have to worry about putting my foot in my mouth.
What I say doesn't matter.
Hey, you haven't seen me dance, so I don't know.
You haven't seen me dance either.
You won't see me dance. You're an architect,
mm-hmm.
and we went on an architecture tour this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of made a couple comments how the tour guide did a good job of not having too many architect jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear your go-to architect joke.
Oh, no. I don't have any good ones, to be honest. That's so lame.
Okay, then you think, and I'll say mine real quick then.
Okay, you got one?
Yeah. A waffle is what you get when you let an architect plan and make pancakes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Roasted. Insert the laugh track.
Laugh track.
I'll try my best.
Coming from an engineer, you got me. All right, so I'm going to need to work on that.
All right.
Architectural.
You got any good dad jokes?
You heard a lot this week.
Yeah, I heard.
Tom,
I did.
Tom was laying them out there.
I was taking notes from Tom, so.
That's important.
I'll follow his lead.
All right, so along that same lines, then, what's your favorite types of buildings? You like square ones, like unit, like units?
International architecture style.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the international, for sure.
International style, that's a good one.
We saw a bit of everything this weekend.
Fullbacks?
Yeah. Solid running game.
Yeah.
Now I'm more into the, like, you know, the up-to-date type of stuff, you know, so
modern.
Yeah, modern contextual stuff.
Postmodernism.
Postmodern. Yeah,
that's, I listen.
Can say that too. yeah, a bit of everything. Whatever's up to date, though. I mean, there's no one style. It's just.
So
really for me, it's like, all right, I'm going to dig deep here. It's architecture to me is like solving problems. So if you're looking and you're figuring out what the project needs and what, you know, the problem is you need to solve. And then if there's a little flair to it, then so be it. So,
do you have your own little flair that you'd like to add on things? Like,
it depends on the project.
Like put two urinals like really close to each other.
Just I was going to say.
Yeah.
My next question was, have you designed a bathroom?
I've done one bathroom.
There you go.
You've made it. Yeah. That's my mark.
One bathroom and a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
In a cocktail bar?
Yeah, I did. I worked on a cocktail bar.
How many urinals?
We have no urinals. Just private bathrooms.
Whoa.
Troughs?
Wow.
No troughs.
I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go that cocktail bar.
Just a hole in the wall?
Yeah.
It sounds a little too classy for me.
Yeah, the drinks are over $10, so I couldn't do a trough. I'm sorry.
At Wrigley Field, drinks are over $10.
That's true.
I don't think you're thinking
about that. Yeah.
So do you have any flair, though, that you would add in something, or not yet?
I like to do what we call parametrics. It's kind of nerdy computer stuff, but it's basically like leveraging computers and computer scripting to create something unique, so a little bit of that. But if a urinal's pretty close to another one, that might have been me too.
It's a pat sign.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Grant and I are like Chicago sports fans pretty much through and through. We've kind of learned that you're kind of a KC guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a season ticket holder.
So I am a season ticket holder.
So, I mean, like I said, kind of a KC guy.
Uh-huh.
What kind of similarities and differences do you see in those two fan bases?
Okay. Over-optimistic, I think, might be one.
That's a good start.
That's definitely one. For the Chiefs, like, we just brought in Mahomes, and everyone is sure he's a Hall of Famer already. So that's
How do you not know?
I mean, yeah, he's a lock. So over-optimistic, I'd say that. We share in misery in some way. It took us 30 years for the Royals to win a World Series since it was 85.
George Brett back to 2015, Lorenzo Cain.
Yep, yeah.
I hear Lorenzo Cain's wife is, congratulations.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Inside joke. Sorry.
Inside joke. Internal one.
I'm the only one.
Let's see. Differences. Oh, man.
I feel like Chicago fans are a little more diverse.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. When I imagine a KC fan, this is a good thing, so it might come out bad. I imagine KC fans is just like a gritty
blue collar
Chiefs fan, blue collar.
Yeah,
get it.
But then Chicago's a little different of a sports fan. You know, you got the North Side, that's a different sports fan than you got on the South Side.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, there's some of the KC fans more from the deeper Missouri side are crushing beer cans on their head, and they're not breaking through tables yet, but
yet.
If you give them enough time.
Got to hold out for that.
Well, and also when you go to, like, you know, Coffin or Arrowhead, you're kind of – it's weird. It's weird location. I'm going to be honest.
It is weird.
You feel like you're driving through, like, the boondocks, and next thing you know, you stumble upon this large complex.
Or the ghetto, pretty much.
It's like one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, they built those stadiums in, like, the 60s, and that was the idea of, like, just creating a stadium and then just parking all around it. So there's, like, 19,000, like, parking spots, which pretty much means – I mean, it's kind of cool because you can tailgate pretty hard.
How much does it cost to get into the tailgate? Like, what's the tailgate?
To park a car, it's $20 or $30.
For 19,000 parking spots?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean –
That's how Kraft got the Patriots.
Really?
He bought up all the parking lots around it, and then he squeezed them, and then he started buying the vendors inside.
Just a little creep. And
so they weren't making enough money, and then eventually just bought the team.
Yeah, well played. And it's worked out for that guy.
Yeah. So kind of on that note, too, with let this plane go by. It's kind of like a first date, guys. We used to stare at planes and ask about our sports fantasies. So you're a KU fan, too.
Uh-huh.
Alumni.
Die hard. Yep. Alumni. Went there.
Sorry about that.
Spent a lot of money for 6 years of education. Did you get full
undergrad in 6 years or what?
It was no. It was four and two, but you know, the lines were blurred.
It's all together.
Yeah.
You're now graduate school.
So, do you feel sort of entitled being a KU fan?
I feel
KU
like
KU basketball.
Yeah.
We're focused on the basketball.
Yeah. Game. Yeah. That's kind of the vibe I get sometimes from your mom in particular. She doesn't like KU fans. I'll say maybe spoiled. Probably spoiled.
Do you see a good comparison between millennials and KU basketball fans?
Good question.
Possibly. Because all right, I'll play with. I'll roll with this. Okay.
Millennials, you know, we have this. We've been protected. You know, we can't ever fail. You know, participation trophy.
Right.
In KU basketball, you know, they feel so entitled that, you know, they can never fail participation trophies, but their participation trophy just happens to be a Big 12 championship trophy every year. I'm convinced there's a little behind the scene action because they can't lose. Their parents, the Big 12, won't let them lose.
Yeah. So, I mean, Bill has deep pockets. I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. The opportunity is definitely there for the millennial.
He's very selfish.
Millennial style.
Yeah, I can see the millennial thing. I mean, yes, we get our participation trophies, and then we still even complain even when we make the Final Four, so we whine too a little bit. So
Yeah, the Final Four, but we didn't win the championship.
Yeah. We got killed by Villanova. That was brutal.
that's tough. You know, being an Iowa sports fan, you really just root to be above 500. In just about anything. I mean, we were a Cubs fan. We were Cubs fans for the longest time, or I still am.
We didn't lose 100 games.
Yeah. So any time you're above 500, you know, you're pretty happy. That's
fair.
Just figure out, throw that out there.
Well, right now, I'm a Royals fan, so I can relate.
I mean, that's tough. I mean, I think that's a comparison between Chicago and KC. They're all happy losers.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the trivia section?
Well, I think we're missing an important question.
Oh, wow, that's on me. We end every question segment with a tattoo question. If you're gonna get a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it? And I also like to remind people that Grant's face is a good option as a tattoo.
Yes.
That's a good default. Oh man, I didn't come prepared for this one.
Apparently, neither did I.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard some good ones. An off story is that I had a friend in college. This just happened to me the other day. So. I had a friend in college.
Congrats on the friend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Singular. And he came. He was into cooking, and he wanted to just kind of be a bar cook. He loved burgers and stuff like that. And he was like, I want you to sketch. I can sketch, all right. And he's like, I want you to sketch a burger with a spatula and a fork as crossbones. And I was like, you're full of it. I just kind of brushed it off. And I was on Instagram, like, a few days ago, and sure enough, he put this tattoo on Instagram. I was like, oh, come on. Like, I could have had that. No, because I didn't do the sketch. I didn't get credit. Yeah, exactly. Ooh. But it's a missed opportunity there.
So what would you get?
Lower back tattoos are in.
A pencil and like a ruler?
Lower back. Oh, yeah, pencil and ruler. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we're pretty hardcore.
Like a protractor?
Yeah. A French curve, even, maybe?
I don't even know what that is.
it's almost like a tramp stamp. Yeah, okay, so we'll go French curve on the lower back.
I love it.
That's great.
It's almost like a butterfly.
Perfect, yeah.
Google French curve.
We'll look it up. Yeah. So you're good at sketching. You wanna make a little logo?
A little
logo for Charlie and Me?
I could do that, yeah. And Photoshop, too.
Oh.
We need that. Ooh, yeah.
Wow. This will be great.
And maybe a plug. If anyone wants me to sketch them a tattoo in the future.
You can reach out to us, and we'll get you in contact with our local Inside Knowledge.
Okay.
And then, yeah, sketch.
We'll pay for the funniest tattoo that you're gonna get.
Yeah.
As long as it's small.
Grant will pay for the funniest tattoo.
I have a price limit, but I'm not gonna say it.
Okay, yeah, we do need to do a logo. Now that I think about it, I think when we were at the Silent Disco, we were talking about it.
Yeah, it's tough to talk.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Just sign language. Yeah.
Sketch.
Logo. I don't know how you
faces,
sign language logo.
Faces. Charlie, me. Go.
All right. So now,
yeah, I'm down.
Now we'll get to the trivia.
Okay.
So basic rules. Grant, we'll get a question. Mm-hmm. If he gets it wrong, you can try to steal it.
Okay.
And then you'll get a question. Likewise, gets it wrong, Grant can steal it. And then you'll each get your own question.
Okay.
Grant, you're first. Who was the commander of the Confederate Army during the Battle of Gettysburg?
Ulysses S. Grant.
I think that's wrong. Oh, no.
Really?
Confederate Army.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Pretty much should get this.
Should be Robert E. Lee.
It is Robert E. Lee.
Okay.
Dang it.
Grant, your record in these is worse than my spelling bee
record.
It's
pretty bad, yeah. I haven't won one yet, I don't think.
No, you haven't. Okay, next question.
I'd like to make sure that our guests
feel
fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Leave with a parting gift, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Participation trophy.
It's a KU fan.
Participation trophy.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
All right.
Big 12 championship, as we call it.
Able to be seen from outer space, what is Earth's largest living structure?
The coral reef.
That is correct.
That is right. I knew that one, too.
So, technically, the game is over.
Wow.
Technically.
But we'll give you the next questions just for kicks and gigs.
I'd like a little consolation prize.
Grant, a fortnight is a unit.
Jesus Christ.
Unit of time equal to how many days?
A fortnight?
Fortnight. Furlongs per fortnight. It's a common, miles per hour equivalent.
I'm not a nerd, so I don't know.
Think about the moon.
How many nights?
How many days are in a fortnight?
I'm going to say it's 1.5.
That's really incorrect. It's 14.
All right.
Okay.
Probably the cycle of the moon.
I guess I didn't know that either.
I guess so. I thought it was 28.
I mean, roughly.
Yeah.
That's 7 days. That's a fucking third off.
I have a next question. I can't find it. But, here we go. What future U.S. president was stranded on a desert island as a 26-year-old Navy lieutenant in 1943. So he was stranded in 1943 and then became president. So that's what future president.
Then became president.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like I should know this.
You're going to laugh if you don't get it.
Oh, no.
But,
repeat the question one more time.
What future U.S. president was stranded on a desert island as a 26-year-old Navy lieutenant in 1943?
I don't even know if I know this one.
I have no idea. All right, let me take a guess.
Yeah.
Who served?
I'll give you a hint. He's dead now.
Nice.
Reagan didn't serve. Pass.
JFK.
That's tough.
That was a tricky one.
That's a good question.
I thought that was fair. I knew it, but only because I'd watched a documentary on JFK.
Yeah, we all don't spend our time doing that.
No, I wouldn't expect you to.
Well, Pat, thanks for coming on. This was a lot of fun.
It was a pleasure.
I'm sure you'll have to actually listen to this now.
I will. I have listened to one episode.
One episode? That's
yeah, cool. I don't know if I want to. Yeah, I did listen.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about hearing myself on radio, but
it's pretty weird when it starts. Okay. Yeah, but you get used to it. So
it's cringe.
Whatever. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, boys.
All right, that was our interview with the chief architect. I'm not really sure if that's true, but
we're just gonna make up a bunch of names for him. The chief civil architect of the year in the year 2048.
Yeah, gotcha. The CAO, chief architect officer.
Don't let us down.
He probably isn't even listening. Let's be honest. He said he listened to one of them, and it was only the one Claire was on. So, whatever.
His loss.
Let us know if you listen to this, Pat. Follow us on Twitter.
Make a logo for us, please.
Yeah. Logo challenges.
That sounds for any other listener wants
was,
to create a
logo. I was actually pretty serious about that tattoo. If you can get a if you can get a tattoo under like $150 or $100, Charlie and me might sponsor it. Saying that, since I'm the only one that pays for anything around here, I'll sponsor it.
Pending podcast approval.
Pending approval. Yes, we want it to be a little bit ridiculous. And butt tats are definitely in now, by the way.
So I've been told.
So we're gonna do a little marketing here. We're feeling salesy.
I feel the itch to sell.
I need to sell something.
Make that business.
Let's make some business here. We're gonna sell you towels.
I had this great idea that the towel industry is lacking.
It is.
So we're gonna sell towels.
We'll sell them. Let's sell them big.
What's our punchline?
Towels. They get you dry.
Soak it all up with my towel.
Ooh. towels, so you're not naked.
Super soaker no more.
Ooh, wow. man, this one's a lot tougher than I thought.
Yeah.
I guess this is why we don't see ads for towels on TV.
Yeah, probably not.
Towels, this one's soft.
It's so fluffy, it's my towel.
nobody likes a hard right out of the shower. Here's a towel. Soft towel? Like a hard
don't
towel?
Don't be a dog. Have a towel. Or don't shake like a dog. Grab a towel.
Ooh. What if we like did that's how we dried off. We just shook.
I made the sounds. You can't really hear shaking everywhere else.
Yeah. How do you think towels came about? Just some dude was like, man, I'm tired of my hands always being wet when I leave the bathroom.
That's a good question. I always envisioned it someone being like accidentally like rubbing into something while they're wet and like, whoa, I got more dry.
Ooh, wow, that's probably it. Some guy was like, yeah, well, I just wiped my hands off of my shirt, so I think towels probably came out before clothes, though. I don't know, maybe not.
I would say clothes before towels. Towels are sort of more of an accessory.
Clothes before towels, dude. I don't know.
That's a great slogan. That's towels tough. Before clothes.
Towels before clothes. That's true, though. Because when you're getting dressed, if you take a shower, you got to use the towel before the clothes. Towels before clothes. I like it. So we got to find a new name for the towel, though, so it rhymes. But all right.
Sham, yeah.
that really didn't work at all. Nope. So towels before clothes. Any marketing geniuses, you can take that one to the bank.
We'll just give it to you.
Well, yeah, you can have it. We won't sell it. You can have that one.
That's your one freebie.
One freebie. And that other idea that someone's going to pay us for. That's kind of a freebie if they want to do the legwork.
Yeah.
But you just still have to pay us for it. So kind of. What? I don't even remember the idea, but I'm sure that someone pays
us. You have to remember the idea, otherwise we can't get paid for it.
Well, I can go back and listen to it.
I remember the idea. I'm just not going to say it out loud again because I don't want someone to steal it again.
Oh, touche. Touche. That's a good call.
Got to use the brain sometime.
So, real quick, let's touch on some sports. I think we haven't brought this up in a while. But are we panicking with a one-game lead on the Brewers?
I'm nervous. Not panicking.
I'm almost panicking.
I mean,
it's not looking fantastic.
The best of situations, but hey, at least we're still ahead.
I want to win the division, and I don't want to have to play the Dodgers in the wild card game.
Well, I think right now we're ahead.
So one game.
I think we'll stay there. One game is more than zero games.
Touche. That is true. Bears. Bears are losing. Oh, gosh.
Optimistic on what this year could hold for the Bears. Around 7 games, they could win 7 games. That'd be a pretty good year for them.
Yeah, here's the thing about that, though. 7 games doesn't get you anywhere. You just win seven games. But
it's so much better than they have been the last couple of years.
True. But it's not like college football where 7 games gets you a bowl game.
I'm very aware of that. I'm just saying, progress is...
I will say Mitchell looked good.
The Central Division is tough.
Yeah. Mitchell looked good.
did look good. Except for he looked good in the beginning, but not in the end. Like, when it mattered the most, he didn't look that good. He was looked like he was just fleeing for his life and, like, just winging it the whole time.
But he was always keeping his eyes downfield. I don't know, man. I was a big fan.
I mean, I'm not saying he did bad.
And Khalil Mack is just an absolute monster.
I'm not sold on Mitch being the answer to everything.
Rest in peace to... I'm not sold on either, but I want to be optimistic. So I'm just going to say that Mitch is it. Mitch is the guy. Last thing I want to touch on in sports world is the Cleveland Browns are technically undefeated.
What's the opposite for being like all defeated? Or like, what's the not opposite? What's the word for being like all defeated? Because like, there's undefeated.
It's defeated. It's called a defeated season.
Defeated season? Well, they're neither.
True.
Is that okay?
But they're not.
Hypothetical. They tie every game. Do they even play? If they weren't defeated but didn't win. Do they even play?
Oh, boy. That's a real bear shits in the woods type situation. No.
Nah, it's the unplayed season.
The season that didn't happen. Oh, ESPN come out with a 30 for 30 on that bad boy.
I want all the rights.
That would be crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, so the Browns are technically undefeated. So that's pretty interesting. And the Steelers are, I guess, a terrible second-half team.
I think the Browns are going to win more games than the Bears this year.
You think they're going to win at least over seven games?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's aggressive. I'm not sure how I feel about that, especially when they got Tyrod Taylor out there throwing the ball.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback.
Three interceptions.
Right now, this year, I'd rather have Tyrod Taylor than Mitch Trubisky for this season.
Okay. Long term, though, Trubisky's the play.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, like, we're talking this year now.
You know, isn't Mayfield going to play one of these games eventually?
If I were the Browns, I wouldn't play him at all.
Why'd you draft him?
I wouldn't have drafted him.
Well, you're not the Browns then.
No.
All right, well, let's get to some quotes and wrap this up. You want to go first?
Yeah, a little bit of a lighter note there. Now, when you see a grown man near tears because they've missed hitting a little white ball into a hole from 3 feet, it makes you laugh. That's Bill Murray. We went to his restaurant this weekend, so I kind of drew some inspiration from that. And just watching you miss all those short putts playing golf with you.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
It always made me laugh.
I never cried, though.
Never cried, but I laughed all of
them. On Bill Murray's restaurant, I kind of expected it to be quirkier.
And also, do you see the sign that says, like, it said, like, no gambling, no shoes, or, like, no... I don't know. It's some weird rules, like... It was like a quote of his, and I was like, that doesn't, like...
Doesn't even sound like Bill.
It sounded anti-fun.
Yeah. Bill's a fun guy, so maybe he's never been there. That's what I'm going to go with.
I don't know. I was a little, like, disappointed in the theme and the...
Yeah, I think you could have had a pretty cool theme there.
That lack of wonky.
And our waitress had, like, ADD.
She needed a pep down, like, two steps.
Pep, yeah, step down. Step down. Yeah, she was interesting.
Everything was wonderful.
I hope everything was fantastic.
This is going to be the most fantastic meal of your life.
Fantastic. All right. I got a new podium idea.
come at you next week.
my quote to end us out here in honor of 9/11. It's a Harry Truman quote. America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an undefeatable determination to do the job at hand. Harry S. Truman.
Yeah, that was my second quote I was going to say. I was going to go, that quote, more patriotic or less funny, or like more funny, Bill Murray.
Yeah. Well.
But I went my route.
What do you do?
But.
All right, everyone. It's been fun. We'll catch you next week. And always, never forget 9/11. Deuces.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.